in my heart. Be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read a couple other scriptures, sort of random scriptures, but they actually do fit together with the gospel lesson that Deacon Bracken just read. This is from Acts chapter 2, verse 23. This man, Jesus, delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you, speaking of the Jews, nailed to the cross by the hands of godless men, and you put him to death. And God raised him up again. Let's see. Acts chapter 4. For truly in this city there were gathered together against thy holy servant Jesus, whom you did anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand, Father, and your purpose predestined to occur. And then one more verse. This is Romans 6. Verse 9. Knowing this, that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. We're just hanging out, resurrection stories, seeing some things. I'm asking the Lord to minister to me, and he is, and so I'll just give away the stuff that God's given to me. I've always loved the Mark passage because the Mark account of the resurrection is the only one where the angels, when they tell the women to go back to tell the disciples, says, go back and tell the disciples, and then specifically they say, and Peter. It's really unique to me. And of course, Peter was uniquely yoked to Mark. Mark was really his disciple. So Mark would have had a special passion to hear the Holy Spirit pin the gospel account that way concerning his spiritual father. And he wrote the gospel, was Peter's account of the gospel. Now, why did he make a point of Peter? I mean, I think it's kind of obvious, but I just love that, the attention to detail in Scripture. As a matter of fact, in the John passage, when it says that Peter and John both came to the tomb, and John looked in and saw the linen cloths, then Peter ran in, and he saw the linen cloths, and then he saw the thing that covered the veil that covered his head rolled up very neatly. And then John ran in and saw the details, and it says they believed. He believed. And it's, again, kind of like the Lord left these breadcrumbs for Peter, specific details, because what the women had told them when they came to fetch them was that somebody had stolen Jesus' body. And so they ran to check it out, and when they got there and they got inside, it was pretty obvious to Peter. There was things going on in his head. John got it clearly, but Peter saw it first, that robbers aren't going to just remove the cloth, and they're not going to roll up the face thing neatly and put it in a corner. That was something the Lord did for Peter. Because you see, what Peter's dealing with is very personal. Because you see, they struggled to believe in the resurrection. Even after the resurrection, they struggled. If you read the stories, it was hard for them to believe this actually happened. And they were the closest to the situation. It's a pretty big deal, somebody being raised from the dead. And for Peter, it was so personal because other than Judas, who ended up really not being one of the disciples, and Peter, the prince of the apostles, the leader, the chief guy, the one who's never going to deny you, who will go to death, go to prison and death before he ever would, even though all the rest of those guys, cowards, might, he's never going to, ever. He denied Jesus 3 times, cursing in a very public setting. And it would be very easy for Peter to think, this was my last shot, this is my last time with him, and look, the last thing he saw me do was deny him publicly. And that somehow I contributed to his demise. I could have somehow saved or at least represented or done something, but it's somehow my fault and I've blown my last chance to get it right. Because he's dead. But the truth is, that's why I read that scripture from Acts 2 and Acts chapter 4, is that Peter's denial had nothing to do with Jesus' death. Jesus died because of the predetermined plan of his Father. Peter's denial didn't contribute to the death of Christ at all. Did it affect Jesus? Yes. As Jesus was coming out of the court and he heard Peter and they caught eye to eye, Jesus' heart was broken for Peter. But it wasn't like Jesus was taken by surprise either, was it? In Luke 22, he told him, he said, you know, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. And then Peter starts the whole thing, no, I'm never going to. Everybody else may, but not me. So it didn't take Jesus by surprise. And it wasn't Peter's fault that he was crucified. And that Romans passage that I read to you says that having risen from the dead, he'll never die again. So resurrection, you can't kill it. That's the bottom line. If you're in resurrection, life can't be killed. It's resurrection life. It's unkillable. Now, what's that all saying? And go tell Peter. What was the storyline? What was happening here? Is that it was important to God that Peter understand, yes, you failed. And your failure was public. And it broke my heart. But it didn't cause my death, and it wasn't the last story, and it wasn't the last shot you have at it, and it's not all over, because you can't kill resurrection. But the good news about the resurrection is that no matter how bad you failed, no matter how public it is, it didn't kill Jesus. He's still alive. And if he's still alive, risen from the dead, you still have hope. New creation says that you can get up from the worst failure because resurrection life is unkillable and you can go forward and still be transformed. 1 Peter says, we're born again to a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Born again into hope. Not hopelessness, not despair. But how many times have we failed, even in the quietness of our own heart, and it's like the enemy says, you finally went too far. It's just one, that was your last shot at it. It's too late. You're never going to get it. It's, things aren't working out, and it's all your fault. And the risen Christ says, I'm unkillable. As I mentioned yesterday, it wasn't me that failed, Chuck, it was you. And if you'll just start trusting me again, you can walk in the victory of resurrection. Because you didn't kill me. You failed. And you've gone through stuff that I wish you hadn't have gone through. But the moment you start trusting me again, your hope is in me. Your life is in me. Your victory is in me. And I'm unkillable. And therefore, your hope in me is unkillable. So get up and be who you're called to be. Peter told Jesus when he first surrendered his life to him fully, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. And Jesus said to Peter, fear not. Fear not. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And nothing had changed, because Jesus is risen. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together. The peace of the Lord be